HKX, mobile.
KB4CBA, how are you, Patrick?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you this morning?
Just been, I woke up early about, I don't know, 4:30 or so, and I've been doing the FTA, and I'm going to have to get off of here, though, because I got a guy coming by to refinish some furniture that, he thought he was done, but he wasn't.
That stinks, but at least you caught him. He's coming back.
$1,500, you doggone right he's coming back.
And I'm assuming he come out to your house and done it, and you didn't have to take it to him?
To rent a U-Haul, one of those 1995 trucks that winds up costing you about $75, $80. I just had to drive to Simpsonville and see, I had to pick it up in storage at my mother-in-law's, take it to Simpsonville, and then we rented the truck and picked it up in Simpsonville and brought it to my house, and then, I don't know, I didn't look it over that good, so, you know, in their garage it looked okay, and I just loaded it up and strapped it down and brought it home. And then my wife, she went over it with a fine-tooth comb.
Why didn't you see this? Why did you let him do this?
It really wasn't that bad. But she wasn't happy about it. I mean, she called the guy and kind of got a little smart with her, and she finally calmed him down. But anyway, his dad or father-in-law, whoever it is that runs the business, he was down in Florida. He's coming back to fix it.
Taking it right, so, I mean, everybody makes mistakes.
I did meet one lady that told me she didn't make mistakes, but I just looked at her funny.
Canning one time tried to tell me he never had any comebacks, so he never made a mistake either. I kind of chuckled at that and went on about my business, and later that day he had a comeback and reminded me of that comment.
What were you telling me just a little while ago?
On, he always found something else wrong with it. He was never made a mistake. He's one of those. So, a lot of the guys in the shop ended up calling him out on it, and he doesn't work around here anymore.
It's funny, when I used to staff to drive to Atlanta for the Mazda classes, you know, to get caught up on all the new stuff. And, so we had guys from all over the Southeast in the class. And so this guy who used to work at John Finger Mazda with me, he'd gone over to McKinney Mazda, and he couldn't fix half of the stuff. They were sending it over to us to fix. And he was bragging, yeah, I left John Finger Mazda. I took a bunch of customers with me, you know, blah, 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 you know, like that. So then we're going around the room, you know, saying where we're from. And I said, I'm David Cole. I'm from, you know, I worked at John Finger Mazda. And that's all I said. I wasn't even going to acknowledge his smart remarks.
They're off that way sometimes. So how many contacts you made on FT8 this morning?
Golly, I'd say probably about 75. I just made contact with the Czech Republic.
That's pretty good.
15 meters. God, it's just, there's people all over the place here. Belgium, Hungary, Ecuador, England, Italy, Virgin Islands, Northern Ireland, Belgium, Germany, Poland, Ecuador. I mean, it's just crazy. Some of the signals are pretty kind of weak, though, but a lot of them are decent.
Messed around a little bit with FT8, but did you see 10 meters was open last night or yesterday evening?
And I was on 10 meters. I mean, I was on the radio. That makes me mad.
Yeah. I can't remember. 28395, I believe it was. There was a Nebraska net going on. Checked into it, so it's pretty cool.
Well, I guess I was doing FT8. Oh, man, because I usually check into the 80 meter sideband net on 3915, and then after they secure, I go to the FT8, but so I just totally missed out on that.
Yesterday evening, I don't know, I guess about 5 o'clock, so somewhere around in there is when I noticed it. But yeah, it was pretty good. And then I checked in on the South Carolina single sideband net last night also.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I turned the radio on and I just missed my alphabetical group. And his words, his next words were, okay, let's go to the E through H group. And I was going, no, like that. But so I had to sit there and let him go through the rest of the alphabet. But it didn't take long because I think everybody checked in early. And so it didn't take but a few minutes. And he got all the way back around. And I got to check in. I guess I was one of the last ones to check in.
Check-ins. I was listening to some of that, trying to find out what was going on, because I don't know much about the sideband net there.
There are occasionally past traffic, and they have people check in from Florida, Tennessee, and, you know, Georgia, that area, those areas. In fact, there's a guy, Jim, I can't remember his call, but he calls in from Tennessee one night. He calls the South Carolina single sideband net from Tennessee.
Hey, let's get it done. X.
54 CBA. Well, I lied. I made one more contact to Hungary on FTA.
One of the new-to-me radios that I got there, the ID 7100 from Roberts Estate, I believe it was.
So, it's got to be similar to the 7300. I'm not familiar with the 7100 or 7111.
100, and it was the radio before the 7300. It's got the monochromatic touchscreen, and it doesn't have the live band scope and all that on it. It does have a scope on it, but not anything like the 7300's got.
Set up for FTA, does it have a plug in the back there? Or do you have to have the, I don't know what to call it, like a converter or something that, or an interface that, you know, lets the radio talk to the computer and back and forth?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure yet, but I do think it does not have to have the signal length that you're talking about. So, but hang on just a minute, Dave. hop out. I'm reaching my next destination. I'll say 73s for now. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good day.
Two, and don't work too hard. Hope you can sell a bunch of tools and have a great day. Yeah, I'll pull the plug. 73, 84, CPA.
HKX, mobile again.
KO4HKX, W4DJW. Hey, I was lurking. I was listening to you and David talk about the sideband net. And I didn't think that 7100 required a signal link. I think it has the equivalent of a signal link built into it because it has a USB data cable and push-to-talk cable and a control cable in the back of it that can do all three. So it does the same thing as a signal link and a whole lot more. And so I went out to verify my thoughts, and I found this thread where other guys are telling a guy that got a new 7100 that he doesn't need his signal link anymore because he was trying to run a signal link and a 7100, and they were conflicting with each other. So I'll send you the link to that thread so you can read through it, so you don't have to go through the same thing he went through.
I thought it was that way, but I didn't want to speak and give out the wrong information, so better to say I don't know for now until I can find out.
Okay, well, I'll send you the link, and when you get time, you can look through it. There's, you know, whenever you're ready, it may save you some scratching of your head, because I've been there before. I know what you're talking about, and I thought the 7100 would do that, but I wasn't sure till I found that thread.
Well, thank you for doing that, and I do appreciate it. But hey, another question. I heard you, and I think it was Gabriel, but I'm not sure, talking about a presentation he's doing about the, like, EMP, if I understood right. I only got part of it, so I'm not 100% on it. Can you give me any more information on that?
Yeah, if you're going to see that, you need to go to it tonight, to the Greer Club meeting tonight. That's not Gabriel, that's Ariel in Y4G. Gabriel is, he's the one that works on radios a lot. You'll hear him, like, working on amplifiers and radios and cars and just anything in general. Ariel is the one that's he was the engineer at GE before he retired. He's in the Greer Club, and he's doing that EMF presentation at the Greer Club tonight.
Like I said, I only got part of it, and by the time I got free, y'all were off, so I couldn't get the whole story on it. But I thought that's what it was, so I appreciate that clarification there.
No problem. I'm going to go back to my program after I send you that link, so that when it does come time to do that, you'll have the link in your email inbox, and you can go down there and read what they were saying about it to bring you up to speed quickly. And I'll let you get back to paying attention driving, or back to David, whichever one it is. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
I appreciate your help there. And KO4HKX, and I'll be monitoring.